Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you once again, Maulana Sahib Lasania, to you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Special to you, my brother. It's 1 minute past 6 o'clock and it's time for the quiz. And I was just talking to my colleague, Maulana Sahib, mentioning that tonight is going to be the last quiz night for the Mubarak month of Ramadan, because tomorrow night, it's an odd night, the 29th night. And the day after, inshallah, Wednesday night, we're all going to be looking for the Eid moon, Mali Sahib. That sounds very nice.
You sound excited like a small child, Muhammad Karab. But inshallah, it's the last one for this year, this Ramadan. How was your 27th night last night? I see lots of noor around you, and I see, mashallah, spiritually uplifted you are, and you look more pious than yesterday.
No, astaghfirullah, Mali Sahib, we never do much. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgive us. Allah give us many, many more chances, inshallah, to witness many, many more Ramadans. Inshallah, I mean. But yes, many people not feeling well as well. The flu has hit. And yeah, Allah make it easy for us. How did you spend your 27th night, Sheikh Ali Sohaib Ali Khan?
Is it flu or is it not corona, Maulana Kara?
If it's corona, you'll be the first one to get it, my brother. So, Mali Sahib, it's our last night tonight with the quiz, and let's welcome our contestants, can we?
Gee, yes, Amatullah is the first one.
Amatullah is the first contestant. Amatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, sister. All right, just speak a little bit louder, okay, sister?
Okay.
All right, jazakallah. Amatullah, where are you calling from?
Mayfair.
Yes. Okay, mashallah. And the surname is?
I don't want to give it.
You don't want to give the surname? Okay, all right, it's fine. Second contestant is line number two, Hajira. Hajira, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Walaikum salam.
Hajira, may I ask, where are you calling from, sister?
Peter Maritzburg.
Oh, Peter Maritzburg, mashallah, Peter Maritzburg. First time I recorded this Ramadan for the Peter from the Peter Maritzburg area, mashallah. Okay, well done to you. What is the surname, Hajira?
Balam.
Here. Okay, mashallah. Hajira Balam from Peter Maritzburg. And our third contestant, this is an open line quiz. Third contestant is, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Walaikum salam.
May I ask the name, sister?
Amina.
Amina. Surname?
Pando.
Amina Pando. Okay, and where are you calling from, Amina?
Germiston.
I thought it's going to be Germiston, G. I thought it's going to be Germiston. And may I ask, what is your Abu's name?
Muhammad.
Muhammad. So who's contesting today, you or your Abu?
Me.
Okay, Amina. You're over 14 years of age, eh?
G.
Okay, mashallah. All of the luck. Mali Sahib Ali Khan, are you ready, my brother? Are you over 14 years, Mali Sahib?
She just turned 14 2 weeks ago.
You just turned 14. Okay. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Okay. No, pleasure is mine. Mali Sahib Sahib is having his Haleem, and tonight I'm going to have one sip of his Haleem. It's the last quiz night, and tonight, whatever happens, Mali Sahib, whether you offer me or not, I'm going to take one sip of your Haleem.
I just want to clarify, from day one, I did not have one teaspoon of Haleem at Radio Islam, so I don't know where you're getting the story from. Even today, it's a month of Ramadan. I'm not speaking lies. So I didn't even have one teaspoon of Haleem till first of Ramadan.
So what is it? Parelo Pani. Okay. Let's welcome Amatullah from Mayfair. Amatullah, are you ready, sister? Okay, mashallah. Here we go, sister. We're going to be asking you five simple, straightforward questions and lovely prizes to be won courtesy Radio Islam International. Okay? Lovely. Here we go. What was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's father's name?
Abu Qahat.
Sorry, what did you say?
Abu Quhafa.
Okay, we're going to give you one mark. MashaAllah, that is one mic coming up your way, sister. All right, well done to you. Second question for you, Amatullah, something with regards to a Radio Islam presenter. How many children does Suhaib Maulan Ali Khan have in South Africa?
Three.
No. He had three in the first year of marriage, sister. He's married many years, multiply that by five. 14 and one on the way. Okay. I will give you half point for that, sister. Spell the word traveler.
T-R-A-V-E-L-L-E-R.
Mali Sahib, am I correct? I couldn't hear much.
Yes, it was correct.
My ears and nose are blocked, Mali Sahib. Some bad flu. Traveler, mashallah, 1 point your way, sister.
That's all symptoms of corona, Mali Kara.
Symptoms of corona.
Be careful.
Question number three. Are you ready, sister? Amatullah. The land on which the Masjid of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was built originally belonged to two brothers by the names of A. Hassan and Hussein, B. Sahlan and Sahal and Suhail, or C. Amr and Umair.
B.
B. Mashallah, mashallah. That is the correct answer. Amatullah from Mayfair Kareem tribe. You saved up. You mentioned it's not Sahlan, it's Sahal.
See, my mistake.
It's your mistake. It's Sahal and Suhail, not Sahlan Suhail. Okay, okay. Okay, mashallah, so you get another point. Well done to you, Amatullah.
3 out of 3, mashallah.
3 out of 3, excellent, mashallah. Fourth question, Amatullah, here we go. What is 75 minus 18?
57.
Sorry?
57.
57 is the correct answer. What do you say? The questions are quite...
difficult.
Difficult.
Mm.
Yeah, the questions are quite difficult.
The contestant is
the
good.
The contestants are very intelligent.
Yes, yes.
Not the other way around.
No, no, no.
Okay, questions are very, very difficult. Contestants are very, very intelligent. Okay, here we go. Your last question. Amatullah, are you ready?
Yes.
Now you can tell us your surname. So say you got 4 out of 4. Be proud of your name and your surname and your papa's name. So what is your surname?
Anonymous.
Okay, Anonymous is your surname.
I don't think Amatullah is a surname also, her name also, Mulana.
Yeah, you're right.
Amatullah means servants of Allah, so maybe.
Yeah.
It's like saying Abdullah.
Ji. Sahibat. Samajh mein aaya. Are you ready? Last question, Amatullah. In which province is Grahamstown?
KZN.
Okay. She said KZN.
I also heard it.
All right, I heard KZN. So I just want the exact location of Grahamstown that you say is found in KZN, sister. Is it very close to Phoenix or is it closer to Chatsworth?
I don't know.
Take a guess, sister. You said KZN. You said Grahamstown is in KZN, Natal. So where exactly is it? Near Phoenix, near Chatsworth, or near... Verlam?
I don't know.
Okay, sister, no, it's not in KZN and it is out in the Eastern Cape, okay?
Okay.
MashaAllah, but you've done very, very well, sister. You got 4 out of 5. Excellent. Translating to 80%. A.
Miss.
You got an A.
MashaAllah.
Well done to you, sister Amatullah. One more question I'm going to ask you, general knowledge question. What is a collective name for a group of crows? Mali Swahib, you can help the sister. A collective name for a group of crows, not cows, brother. Leave the computer alone. Leave your cell phone alone. Gee, sister.
A flock.
A flock of crows. Where you found this, sister? No, Mali Swahib.
Is it murder of crows, Mulanaka?
Is it murder?
I'm asking.
You're asking, gee. Yeah. Okay, somebody gave you the answer. Mother, mashallah, it's called the murder of crows. Okay, sister? A collective noun for a group of crows is called a what?
Murder.
Not mother.
Murder.
Murder, yeah, sister, murder. Not mother also, okay? Murder of crows. Jazakallah, well done to you, sister, okay? Mashallah, well done to you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. What do you say? You can ask the second contestant, please go ahead.
You are doing so well, Mulana Kara. I just want to continue listening to you. Please carry on. Please.
Your pleases don't stop, you know. Hajira, are you there? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum salam.
MashaAllah. Hajira from Peter Maritzburg. Hajira Balam from Peter Maritzburg. I thought Balam's only found in Gauteng, but you get them in the KZN and also, what do you say? Okay, here we go, sister. In which year did the Battle of Uhud take place?
588.
No, it's incorrect, sister. The Battle of Uhud took place in the third of the Hijrah. Third of the Hijrah. Okay.
Here.
Second question, very, very simple. You know, because Eid is 2, 3, 4 days away, inshallah. That is why, you know, we said we're going to be having a very, very simple quiz. Spell the word distance.
D-I-S-T-A-N-C-E.
Okay, tops. Third question. Which form of worship did Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam describe as the weapon of the believer? A. Salah, B. Zakah, or C. Dua?
Dua.
MashaAllah, dua is the weapon of a believer. Dua usilahul mu'min. MashaAllah. Question number four, sister. Let's ask you one general question, Malisa Ibsam. What do you call a baby rabbit?
Bunny.
Yeah, I can see you come from Durban. You like bunny chow, sister. Not bunny. Second guess, quickly.
A baby rabbit.
Is it kittens, Mulana Kara?
It's a kit, Malisa, not kitten. Kitten is for a cat.
Plural, isn't it?
So a kitten is for a cat, smaller.
So one small baby rabbit is kit. Many small baby rabbits are?
Kits. Okay, sister, here goes your last question. What was the name of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's first son?
Hazrat Ibrahim. Qasim.
Okay, mashallah, that is a correct answer, Mali Saib, but it was after 8 seconds, am I correct?
No, it was within, but you missed out question four, Mulana Kara.
Oh, okay, so we're given a question number five. Question number four, are you ready, sister?
Yes.
Very, very simple, very, very easy. What is 7 multiplied by 6?
42.
MashaAllah. So she also gets 80% on the same, 4 out of 5.
Yes, that's correct.
Top, sister. MashaAllah, well done to you, okay?
JazakAllah.
I mean, the request for du'as as well, okay? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Both contestants getting 4 out of 5, and let's see how Amina Pando fares. Amina Pando, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. From Germiston.
Wa alaikum salam.
You broke your rosa?
Chi.
Okay, mashallah. You ready, sister Amina?
Chi.
Here we go, sister. All of the luck, okay. What was the name of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's adopted son?
Zayd bin Harith radiallahu.
Mashallah, that is a correct answer. Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That is a correct answer. Question number two, are you ready?
Chi.
Spell the word environment.
environment.
No, sister. I think you added a U there. You added some funny letters there. No, it's not like that. It's environment. Environ. You said O-U-N. It's not O-U-N. It's O-N-M-E-N-T. Okay. What is shapes of? My brother, my best friend.
What do you want from me now, Mawakara?
A question for you, brother. What's the largest country in the world? You've got 4 seconds.
By population or by land-wise? You need to be specific, Mawakara.
The largest land, sister. Maybe the largest country in the world. Maybe you can help us, sister. I mean, Apando, help Malana Swahib Ali Khan, sir. So where to, Malisa?
You're talking about country and you're talking about a small town.
Sister Amina Pando? The largest country in the world.
Russia.
Baluchistan. It's Baluchistan, you know? Russia is the correct answer, mashallah, but that was not part of the course. Okay, anyway, here we go, Malik Sahib. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number three. How many farah is the rakats of namaz are there in the five salah? A, 17, B, 15, or C, 18? MashaAllah, correct answer. She never just take a guess, she said 17 when he saves up. So she's got 2 out of 3, okay. Here we go, question number 4, quite simple as well. What is 56 plus 16?
72.
MashaAllah, well then I think all three contestants going to get 4 out of 5 when he saves. Alright, last question, Amina. Which country is... Just 1 second, I just need to check with my colleague. 1 second.
Alphabetically.
Yeah, okay. But you say I've spelled it wrong here. Anyway, which country is alphabetically last?
Zanzibar.
It's correct also.
No, it's not.
But which country is alphabetically last, sister? It's another guess.
Very close to South Africa. Where Molana Kara goes for fishing.
It's a nice place for honeymoon also, Mari Shaib Ali Khan. Which country is alphabetically last? Zimbabwe. Okay, sister. All right, Amina Pando, she's got 3 out of 5, Mari Shaib. Mashallah, well done to her also.
Mm.
60%, the first contestant who was Amatullah from Mayfair, she's got 4 out of 5. And second contestant, Hajira from Maritzburg, she's also got 4 out of 5. Well done to all the contestants. And we say Jazakallah to all the contestants when they say from the beginning of the month of Ramadan. If we talked with anybody, it was unintentional. It was never to make a mazhari or mockery of anybody when they say.
Really?
It was just lightheartedness.
Really?
Gee, we ask for maaf, and I ask you for also maaf, Mali Sayyab Ali Khan.
I'll think about it tomorrow. Gee, so inshallah, the contestants, our coordinators will contact you, Radio Islam will contact you, and we do have your details.